Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
So I thought before we go, let's just check in. The three-week engineering strike has finally come to an end. There's been an agreement on a 6% wage increase for 3 years in the metal and engineering sector. Well, joining us is Lucio Trentini. He's the CEO of CIFSA. Now, they've been involved. They represent the employer in the strike, which is now over. Lucio, hi, good afternoon. Just take us through briefly how much damage was done to the industry during the 3 weeks of the strike, and will you be able to recover?
Good afternoon, Ray, and thank you for having me. Today would have been day 14 of a three-week strike, and the damage was and is significant. We have lost in excess of 300 million rand in lost wages because of the no work, no pay rule that workers incurred during the three-week strike, and our industry has lost in excess of half a billion rand. Probably closer in terms of our projections, probably closer to 600 million rand in lost revenue to the sector, a sector that is key to government's economic recovery plans, and a sector that government looks at creating jobs into the future. Will we recover? Of course we will recover. You know, we are a sector that is resilient. We've shown that over the years, notwithstanding, you know, what has come our way. We face it, we deal with it, and we put it behind us and we move on. It's unfortunate that we had to put the sector through a strike in the current climate. Quite frankly, we could have done without that. But having said that, you know, strikes and lockouts and industrial action are part and parcel of our collective bargaining environment. You know, what is deplorable and unacceptable is the accompanying levels of violence and intimidation and destruction to property and that accompanies strikes in South Africa. And not just in our sector, across our sector. And that is something that really worries us as employers, because it's not the image we want to be projecting to domestic and foreign investors. A sector that seems to be working well every day of the week until we can't find each other at the negotiating table, and then we resort to, you know, legitimate industrial action. But strike tends to also come with images that, quite frankly, don't do our country any good. And I think we will get through it. We don't have a choice.
Thought we had just touched base. Thank you. That's Lucio Trentini. He's the CEO of the Steel and Engineering Industries Federation of Southern Africa.